So a complete script change from last night. What was the difference?
I would say special teams. You know, at 5-on-5, I liked us early. And we were in control of the game at 2-0, playing 5-on-5 hockey. And then obviously a lot of minor penalties, some retaliation penalties, some penalties, just lack of concentration, lack of discipline. That put us in 4-on-4 situations, 4-on-5, 3-on-5 situations, and you know, all of a sudden the tide starts turning. Especially against a team like Portland that's got a good power play, but against any team in this league, you've got to be disciplined. You can't deviate from that process or that structure or that level of mental discipline for 1 second. And the second you deviate, you put yourself at risk, and that's what we did tonight.
A lack of discipline from the Royals and taking those penalties?
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, we knew for sure that Portland was going to respond that way after last night. They were going to be physical. They were going to block shots. They were going to be tenacious. But I really thought our guys did too. They knew that was coming, and they went after it in the same way at 5-on-5. That's why it was 2-0 for us at 5-on-5. Second we started taking penalties, the whole thing turned, and that's discipline.
For the 4-on-4, the decision for the lineup match when they put out their best line and you made that decision, what was the thinking there?
Our best line. Best versus best, get our best offensive players out and let's go score. That's what 4-on-4 is all about. And I trust those guys defensively too. 4-on-4, you're not necessarily in a situation where you want to, you know, play a defensive match and just hope to get through it. You want to attack and score. And I trust those players defensively and offensively, so that's why they were out there.
Highlight tonight, Yoder getting his first WHL goal. Any, congratulations around the room for Yoder?
Yeah, of course, the players are all really happy for him. And, you know, he almost had a couple more too. He was around the puck, he was around the net. He works hard. Good to see him rewarded. But, you know, we're disappointed that we couldn't make it a happier night for him as far as celebrating after the game.
Is tomorrow a rest day for the team or preparation for a pinch charge?
A little bit of both. We have to rest and recover. Busy schedule right now, 4-on-5. So we'll do some rest and recovery for sure, but we also need to be better for Prince George. So we're going to have some discussion on our discipline and our team structure and make sure that is improved for Friday night.
World Junior stuff going on in the neighborhood. Did they soak any of that up through osmosis? I guess they haven't been able to take anything in yet.
I don't think so. I think we're pretty well insulated from that. You know, that's all taking place elsewhere at hotels and other buildings. And we're just focused on our day-to-day here.